Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Maximilian Kolbe's missionary spirit was enormous, and everywhere he met someone, he looked for reasons to start a religious conversation and try to lead the person towards God. In many cases, he managed to convert them to the true faith. His love for the Virgin Mary was the force that drove him to work, since he knew that she was a loving mother who always accompanied and cared for him, guiding him to Jesus. He always said that fulfilling the will of the Virgin Mary was at the same time fulfilling the will of Jesus, because our sweet mother, the Virgin Mary, could not be in disagreement with the will of Jesus. So with Jesus and Mary, he was safely on the path of life. In his two great convents in Poland and Japan, he established a regimen of strict religious life, without smoking or drinking alcoholic beverages of any kind, greeting each other with the name of the Virgin Mary. And everyone had to work according to their abilities to carry forward the powerful work of evangelization. According to a witness priest's account, one day, St. Maximilian Kolbe told some brothers from the Polish Niepokalanów monastery, "My children, you know that I cannot always be with you. That is why I want to tell you something that springs from the depths of my heart. Oh, if you only knew, my children, how happy I am. My heart overflows with happiness and peace. A happiness and a peace that cannot be tasted here below. Despite life's setbacks, this ineffable calm always reigns deep within me. My children, love the Immaculate. Love her and she will make you happy. Trust her completely. Not everyone is allowed to understand the Immaculate. It can only be obtained by prayer. The Mother of God is the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary. We understand what mother means, but she is the Mother of God, and only the Holy Spirit can give the grace of knowing his wife, to whom he wants and when he wants. I would also like to tell you something, but is it worth it? I have told you that I was exceedingly happy and overflowing with joy. And this because I am certain I have been given the security of heaven. My children, love the Virgin Mary. Love her as much as you can. What I have told you about happened in Japan. I will not add anything more, my children, and do not ask me more about this subject. I have revealed my secret to you, and I have done it to provide you with strength and spiritual vitality in the midst of life's difficulties. After the publication of the first issue of the newspaper Rajcie Niepokalanów, the funds for the second issue were lacking. The superior priest had made it clear to the servant of God that he would not help him because the convent was poor. Saint Maximilian Kolbe went to church, and before the altar of the Immaculate Conception, he prayed with faith. At the end of his prayer, he observed that there was an envelope on top of the altar, on which was written, "For you, Immaculate." Inside the envelope were 500 Polish marks, which was what he needed to pay the printer. This happened in 1922 in Krakow. Saint Maximilian Kolbe took the envelope to the superior, who returned it to the servant of God for the expenses of the Immaculate Conception. There were many extraordinary graces and even palpable miracles that God performed through his intercession after his death. Let's listen to some. Mrs. Samp certified, "We had three children. The oldest is now 13 years old and had never had serious illnesses. But one day in 1948, he began to have severe headaches and vomited his food. We called the doctor and he recommended taking him immediately to the children's hospital. Before taking him to the hospital, a Salesian priest gave him the anointing of the sick, since he had already lost consciousness. At the hospital, the doctor said it was meningitis. They gave him injections of penicillin every 3 hours, but he did not wake up, and I began to implore Our Lady through the intercession of Saint Maximilian Kolbe so she could cure my son. The doctors said that he was already in desperate condition. I prayed with my husband and went to Mass and Communion, and was convinced that on Saturday, the day of the Virgin Mary, he would regain consciousness. And in fact, this happened in front of the doctors. Unfortunately, within a few hours, he lost consciousness again, and during Sunday, he had 5 attacks of convulsions and brain tremors. The doctors said they were the symptoms of agony, and they added, "We have done everything on our part. Now only God can help." And they said that in case he recovered health, he would be blind, deaf, dumb, and completely insane. I continued to pray through the intercession of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. I imagined him dressed in the striped suit of concentration camp prisoners. On Sunday, I had received a novena from the servant of God. And that same Sunday, at 10 o'clock at night, my son regained consciousness, and after 14 days, he left the hospital. The wonderful thing is that this disease did not leave him with after effects, and he speaks well, sees, hears, and is intelligent. He studies very well, which amazes doctors and everyone we know. I am convinced that we have received the healing of the child from Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, through the intercession of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. Another witness priest tells us, "I heard Father Bronislav, who, while he was in the Dachau concentration camp, invoked Saint Maximilian Kolbe, dead in the odor of sanctity, and obtained a miraculous cure, because they had to amputate a leg that was gangrenous." Another witness affirms, "My daughter, who is 19 years old, when she was 10, fell ill with diphtheria, scarlet fever, pneumonia, and a general infection. These illnesses lasted about 6 weeks. She was cured by the doctor. After the illness, she became deaf, and we had to yell at her to make ourselves heard. Another doctor cured her of deafness with insufflations, and after the treatment, she got better, but she lost her hearing again. The doctor cured her for 3 years, but in the end, she became completely deaf. In early July 1947, we wept over the fate of our daughter. At a certain moment, the doorbell rang. It was a priest who passed in front of our house with the Blessed Sacrament to take it to a sick person. I went out to the door and said, "Lord, heal my daughter." I went back into the house and prayed with my daughter the first day of the novena to Saint Maximilian Kolbe, asking for my daughter's healing. In the afternoon, my daughter had a pain in her ears while she was praying the Holy Rosary, and since then she hears normally. I am convinced that I have obtained this grace from the Virgin Mary through the intercession of Saint Maximilian Kolbe. A witness tells us that on September 5th, 1939, when saying goodbye because of the war, he told him, "I will not survive this war." Father Mazieri assures, "One day, Saint Maximilian Kolbe was giving a lecture on the militia of the Immaculate Conception, and suddenly, he interrupted the talk and remained for a moment as if absorbed in silence and said, 'I tell you that one day, we will see, or you will see, the image of the Immaculate Conception over the Kremlin.'" Another witness priest also confirms that the servant of God personally told him that the image of the Immaculate Conception would be raised in the center of Moscow, but that the test of blood had to come first. This test of blood was necessary. Another witness reports, "Saint Maximilian Kolbe managed to convert and baptize a Jewish university student. The servant of God predicted that this student would die at 11 o'clock before his mother found him at 12 o'clock, and so it happened." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.